Rodrigo, obviously a sense of disappointment that it just didn't quite work for you tonight.
Yeah, a little bit disappointed, but I think my week was fantastic week. My horse jumped really unbelievable throughout the week. Today he had a little mistake on the number three. You could hardly feel it. The pole came down backwards. It was really, really a shame. The other two horses went well. With Vigo, I was a little bit too close to that oxer, and then with a noise of the crowd, he kind of shot forward a little bit and took me into the distance, and I had that vertical. But I mean, that's the name of the game. I'm really happy that I could be part of a Final Four again for the second time. And I mean, it's no big deal. And we have a great world champion in Philippe. I know him a long time, and he really deserves also this title.
He did ride so well at this year's All-Tech World Equestrian Games, didn't he?
First of all, he rode his horse perfectly throughout the week, and then he rode the three other horses outstanding, like if they were his. And he really really deserves 200% to win. I think he was the best one tonight.
And obviously, we saw you talking to the rider from Saudi Arabia, who's, well, surprised us all, but I know you've got an eye on the camp there. You know there's some seriously good riders, and he proved just what a good rider he has been this week.
Definitely, he's a young rider. He doesn't have too much experience, but he's very talented. He has a lot of feeling, and I mean, with this horse, she's special, but she really showed the potential of what a great horse she is. She jumped better and better every round. And he'll be to look out in the future.
And for you, does it mean the Rolex indoor season now? Is that on the agenda for you?
Yeah, I'm going to start my indoor season here in the United States with Harrisburg and Washington. And then I'll go back to Europe to do Verona and Geneva.